Good evening. I would like to welcome the following new subscribers to the pack. Free Wins. Brandon Sandoval Torres. Jeremy Clark. Alfredo Chavez. Asmir Jean-Baptiste. Squire MC. Eddie Two. Matthias Hedberg. Victor Bruce. Sneaker Bars. Hunk 99. Kaya Yali. Pegasus Crawford underscore 223. BVF. Trell Brown 23. Grievous Q. Nikki 3048. 2 I Light. If you are a new or existing subscriber that would like a shout out, shoot me an email or message. I do not always get notifications for all new subscribers. Tonight's topic is: uncertain, troubling times remain around the world. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Before I jump into the topic, I would like to touch on a few other topics. I usually cover all of my news articles on the Wolves Den channel. I will be covering the entire stories there. The Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation trial has been going on, and Elon Musk has bought Twitter. The liberal left are going crazy, panicking. Freedom of speech is being restored. Check out the Wolves Den channel if you are interested in those two stories. They should be out around 24 hours after this episode. As you may or may not know, the sickness bug has not been spoken about much lately. It's entered its third year and most people are just tired talking about it, and it's been fading off into the sunset. Nevertheless, the current circus in the big white building has been running things into the ground. I have zero faith in any of them to do anything positive. Let's get down to the problems. If you live in a big city, I highly suggest you look to relocate. I have lived in the country for 6 years. My house used to be a barn. Most of the big cities are controlled and run by the blues. The country and rural parts of the country are mostly red. The crime, looting, burning, murdering, etc. is usually done in the city. Most big cities only have 72 hours of supplies. Trucks bring in new supplies daily. The East Coast gas stations were shut down for almost 1 week, if you remember. Hackers were able to shut off the fuel chain. So if hackers were to shut down water supplies, etc., it could cause mass chaos. What if the truckers went on strike and stopped delivering? What if food supplies run out? Remember, during the peak of the sickness, toilet paper was sold out everywhere. Right now, gas prices are sky high. There was already a shortage of truck drivers. Now, with rapid inflation, some truckers are no longer trucking because diesel is so high, they are not making much money. Walmart is offering $110,000 for new truckers. They are getting very desperate. Additionally, there is still a backlog of shipping containers off the coast. There is still a war waging in Eastern Europe. With the rapid inflation, the prices of food have been climbing. Also, because of the war, 20% of the wheat production is going to be lost this year. It is all about supply and demand. Many jobs are not filled across the country. This slows down everything. Now that we have covered some of the big problems, let's talk about what can be done. Start looking to relocate from the cities. If chaos breaks out, the cities will become a war zone. You do not want to be in the middle of that. You will not be able to rely on the city or government to help you or save you. Many people around today do not remember the Great Depression. They were not alive. It happened right here on U.S. soil between 1929 to 1939. If you never heard about the Great Depression, look it up. Many Americans struggled to survive due to lack of food and supplies. If shit hits the fan, you want to be ready for it. I suggest everyone own a handgun and rifle. The more the better, but at least one of each would be highly encouraged. Once you have those, try to get ammunition every month. Yes, there is a shortage of ammo out there. But if you start buying some every month, over time you will have your own stockpile. It is expensive, but worth it, in the case of survival. Check out Terrence Pop and his content. He was Special Forces in the U.S. Army and covers this topics in great detail. He covers each of these topics for hours on end. I do not want to recreate the wheel. He tells you all the emergency items you will need and how to assemble a kit. Have your kits ready, matches, lighters, string, knives, canteens, etc. Food and water is another very big item. I have been stocking up on canned foods. I am not saying to rush to the store and buy cases of canned food, but each time you go to the store, grab a few extra cans. Most of the canned foods can last a few years. You can organize them in your pantry by expiration date. You can eat the ones getting closer to expiration when the time comes. If the truckers can't deliver food, you will be good to go for a very long time. You can also get items like protein powder and bags of rice. Some of these can last a long while. They will be able to provide with calories to survive if no food is coming in. Bottled water is also an item to stock up on. If a war with mass chaos breaks out, you can't depend on city water to save you. Like I said, each time you visit the store, start grabbing a few of each item. It is better to be safe than sorry. If the items are getting near expiration, you can use them. You will be playing it smart. It is not wasting your money because you will consume it. If you are in the city, this will be more difficult for you. That is growing and harvesting your own food. In the city, you likely will not have access to much land. The past 2 years, I have been deployed. I did not have a chance to grow a massive garden. Because I am retired now, I am growing a massive garden. I am also going to be doing a lot of canning. I might even get my own chickens. I would love to have my own pond stocked with trout, but I only have half an acre. Long term, I am looking to get over 40 acres. I have a mulberry tree, but would like to have other fruit producing trees as well. Also, beekeeping can provide you with honey. Start looking to provide for yourself if possible. You do not want to be 100% reliable on the government. Many of these goods can also be frozen and stored in a freezer. But if the power grid is taken out, you would lose that ability. Start investing in trapping, fishing, hunting, and survival gear. It is another good investment. Let's say no doomsday event happens. It will not matter to you because those are wonderful hobbies that can be enjoyed the rest of your life. Also, in the country, you can have a large supply of wood. If propane gas is shut down, you will still have ways to provide heat for warmth and cooking your own game. Looking at the current workforce, many people have stopped working. They walked away from their jobs and are retired living as a nomad minimalist. Many young people today are living with mom and dad and have no ambition to work. This is one of the many reasons for the mass truck driver shortage. 90% of all the supplies are delivered by trucks. Other fields are also suffering from worker shortages. A smart man will analyze many things and base his actions on that. Looking ahead, I do not have a warm, fuzzy feeling. I ask you to start thinking about what-if scenarios. There are doomsday preppers that have been ready for a doomsday event for decades. There are books and other sources of experts who can guide you in much more depth about these topics. Again, I suggest Terence Popp. He is one of the great minds in the manosphere. I just wanted to get you thinking, and a reminder to those that already knew about getting ready for a disaster. If you have a topic request, are seeking advice, have a personal story to share, or a news article that you would like me to cover, shoot me an email or message. I may cover it. Thanks for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
Better of the strangers, believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger, your heart is bound to break. I'll walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon, loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf, I'm a
I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a